The University of California, Riverside announced their Fulbright Scholars last month. This morning, we've got the first of two stories focused on the local winners and their plans for the year. The story comes from KVCR's Carla Marquez, who was our UC Riverside intern this year. Here's Carla's story.
Three UC Riverside faculty members were awarded the Fulbright Scholarship. This program awards approximately 8,000 new grants annually, and the program operates in more than 150 countries, including Scotland, India, and South Africa. Our three local winners will have the opportunity to conduct research abroad in their respective fields. And this is what one winner has to say.
Yeah, it's a really exciting opportunity. It's one of the few research fellowships you can get that will support a full year of ethnographic research with kind of the backup of the U.S. State Department on the ground, right? So you have access to a lot of the consular services, and you get a treaty visa instead of a regular research visa, which lets you avoid some of the bureaucratic hoops that are involved.
Derek Fay will return to South Africa to continue research that began in the 1990s. He plans to study a 2012 court case that involves a conflict between conservation laws and indigenous populations' way of life. Here's more.
This grows out of a research project which I did in South Africa around 1998-99, which involved looking at a community which had been closed out of a nature reserve and was trying to regain access to it. So the big picture is the effects of the end of apartheid and post-apartheid policies on rural Africans' access to land and natural resources.
Fay notes the gaps in anthropological research. He is hoping to fill in those gaps by studying how conservation policies are implemented, as well as to who is implementing them.
Anthropology of conservation has done a really good job of highlighting the effects of conservation policies on rural people who are kicked out of nature reserves, who get fenced out and no longer have access to resources that were vital for their livelihoods around the world, right? And we see a lot of similar processes going on around the world. I mean, the stories from the United States and Yellowstone in the 1870s could be stories from South Africa in the 1960s and so on. But I think that the anthropologists haven't really delved in a lot of detail into the officials who are charged with making and implementing these policies, and how sort of the conservation scientists themselves confront some of these apparent contradictions and tensions in their work.
We asked him what he hopes to do after he returns.
I picture a book that's going to be centered around this trial, but using the trial as a way to understand the contradictions and the tensions between biodiversity conservation on the one hand and local people's dependence upon natural resources on the other, how these are playing out in post-apartheid South Africa.
That was Derek Fay, one of three Fulbright Scholarship winners from UCR. He will be researching in South Africa and studying a 2012 court case that involves a conflict between conservation laws and indigenous populations' way of life. Tomorrow, we will profile another Fulbright Scholarship winner, Ajay Verghese. From KVCR News, I'm Carla Marquez.
We've got one more story from Carla tomorrow at this time. As part of her political science curriculum at UC Riverside, Carla Marquez has been a KVCR intern for the spring quarter. And for more information on the Fulbright Scholarships, you can go to eca.state.gov/Fulbright.